Welcome to Sunset Conversations, a BullfrogEntertainment.com production. I am your host, Papa Mark Lichterman, along with my partner, production coordinator, Mark Florkowski. On the 15th and 30th of each month, we will present you with an interesting and entertaining topic. One exception, that pesky February will be the 28th. Our podcast is a mixed bag of our daily life experiences as they relate to us and all of you. We look at personal observations. These may include such topics as fruits, coffee, teenage relationships with grandparents, traffic, vacations, daily frustrations, and joys. Our goal is to show the audience how ridiculous, silly, and of course joyful our lives can be. Each episode will end with a big smile, like when eating ice cream. Please enjoy our Sunset Conversations as we take you through the journey of life. Send your questions, comments, and suggestions to info@bullfrogentertainment.com. Hey, grab your favorite snack, even if it's a lettuce and mustard sandwich. Well, my oldest son, that was one of his quirks as a young lad. If you're wearing your mismatched socks, come and join us. Even the way we speak can be quirky. I myself embrace my big fish style of telling stories.
Well, you know, we're diving into a curious world of quirks here.
Yes, we are. You know, normal is just a setting on life's big old washing machine. Quirks are part of who we are. Embrace them because they are yours.
They can sometimes be, you know, pretty funny, or sometimes they're an interesting conversation starter.
Absolutely.
You catch up with each other like we do now and then.
Yeah, it's an absolute great way to start a conversation many times. As long as the person understands, you're just talking about their quirk.
Well, everybody has their odd habits, right?
Yes.
You know, unconscious routines or, you know, peculiarities.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to point anything out about me, Mark, all right? So just hold off there.
No, we're not quirky, but for example, you know, sometimes here's a quirk. People will collect twist ties. they'll collect hotel.
Don't look in my kitchen drawer.
They'll collect hotel soaps and rubber bands even.
Oh, my gosh.
And you might ask, why? Well, just in case. That's the reason why. Yeah. Just in case.
Are we going to do one of our next episodes on hoarding?
Hoarding, yes. Quirks can be similar to rituals.
Right.
And we'll go into what rituals are in just a moment. The difference is being many times we don't even realize our quirks. We're rituals you do.
Yeah, so let's embrace our quirks and oddities. And we hope today you, the audience, can realize we're not alone. You're not alone in the oddities. Mm-hmm. So let them all out there. Full disclosure. Let's put them on the table. Let's have fun with them. Let's
laugh at yourself.
Right?
Yeah. There's a quirk.
So, you know, we're an amazing creature. You know, we're humans. And mm-hmm. We're very unique and odd. Odd was where I was going to go.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely. It's a human species is full of quirks. And, well, let me just tell you, one of my favorite restaurants has a towering, melted, gigantic candle, multicolors, reaching to the sky.
Wow.
And they make a wonderful table and bar setting. And that's my big fish story to begin this episode on
embracing
our quirks.
I'm all for it. Let's go back to episode one and grab a cup of coffee.
Let's go.
So, you know, Mark, before we get going here, I've always imagined and I'm sure you have too, that this society is always going to be filled with quirks and oddities. So before we get into the funny and curiosities and most imaginative and mostly harmless behaviors in the world of quirks, why don't you give us a little explanation so we don't confuse them with rituals?
Hey, you know, you're exactly right, Mark. You know, rituals and quirks, well, they are different. For example, a ritual, well, rituals are usually intentional. They're symbolic many times. There's specific purposes of meaning to them. They can be communal, which many times they are. So more than one person is involved with them. Usually have a beginning of the ritual, the middle part of a ritual, and the end of the ritual. They're performed with awareness and often have a story of tradition behind them. Some funny examples. Athletes. You know, some baseball players always eat the same meal.
Oh, yeah.
They play the same music, mm-hmm. right?
Wear the same T-shirt.
Wear the same T-shirt. You know, that kind of NFL player, Jim Henderson, used to ask his trainer to slap him in the face before each game. And I guess that helped him. You know, there was a football coach. He would eat grass before the game.
Grass or cannabis? What was that?
You know, he believed it was connected to the spirit of the game.
I like that. Now, there's an excuse for acting odd.
What is this? You know, a quirk, for example, though, as opposed to a ritual, all of those past things being a ritual, quirks are odd, just like Mark said. Individual habits, behaviors, unique to the person, okay? Mm-hmm. They're usually done unconsciously. You don't even realize you're doing it.
Yep.
They're usually harmless. They're often endearing, amusing to others. People will laugh at someone's quirk if they have, you know, any form of not taking things too seriously. Quirks don't have to be anything deeper with a meaning or anything like that. They're part of what makes someone unique.
Right.
You know, they're usually spontaneous, mm-hmm. and they're tied to a tradition that you might have.
Right. You know. Well, I'm very comfortable with my quirks. And when somebody points it out to me as we're warming up for this episode,
mm-hmm.
I said, well, yeah, I have to laugh at my quirks. I think they're pretty funny. I'm comfortable with them. And if I find out that they're not harmless,
yeah,
a good friend will point it out to me. I'll change my ways.
That's no longer.
I didn't know I was being harmful. I don't want to be. I'm not that guy.
That fine line of quirks.
I mean, yeah, there is a fine line, I'm sure.
You know, I don't know about you. I know if I'm putting my shoes and socks on, for example, I put my socks on, then I put my shoes on. Mm-hmm. Well, a quirky thing that some people do, they'll put one sock on, one shoe on.
That's quirky.
The next sock on, the next shoe on. Okay.
That's part of being quirky. You don't understand why somebody would do it different than the way I do it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, sometimes some people will leave the last bite of food on their plate. That's quirky. Okay.
I don't know. I came from a gotta clean your plate kind of home.
Then you have these crazy ones that I found while I was doing mm-hmm. this research. There's actually some people that, I guess they walk around and make chicken noises. That's pretty weird.
Okay.
Or some people talk to skunks.
Hmm.
Now you might think those people are like wacko, but it's actually a quirk.
I'm jotting them down right now in my notes. Maybe these are things I want to pick up.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's very strange how some people will never eat like Chinese food or mix their Chinese food. They have to have each separate thing.
Well, I could understand that. Plate. You want the orange chicken in one pile. You want the chop suey in another pile. You want the egg rolls not touching the others.
Right, I guess. I don't know. All I know is at leftover day, all my Chinese food goes into the same frying pan, gets warmed up, and dropped on my plate. Okay.
So. Yeah. Heat is the equalizer. That's a fact.
Is that quirky? I don't know. You know, American quirks, for example, some people look at Americans and think we always eat large portions of food.
Isn't that funny?
Right? Uh-huh. They didn't give us enough food on the plate. I, for one, am quirky the other way. I think that too much food on the plate doesn't help me in any manner. Tipping culture. Americans are known to be big tippers compared to the rest of the world, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looked at as quirky, quick to tip and quirky. Some people think it's a quirky thing that Americans put ice in their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's and
I've never would have even thought of that.
You know, so. And yet you know, when I think about this, for example, my wife being from Belize, she to this day will regularly drink. We don't drink sodas very often, but if she drinks a soda or anything like that, even a glass of water, she doesn't put ice in her drink.
Yeah. And a lot of people drink no ice.
You know, part of it's because she didn't have a refrigerator with a freezer in it growing up.
Used to grow up. Yeah. Hey, Mark, you got any British humor to speak of?
Actually, Mark, you know, I do. And there's a couple of British humor and then some other global quirks. The Brits, for example, they love making jokes at their own expense. That's kind of a quirky thing, I guess. I haven't gone to a lot of British humor, but that's what I understand they do. If you're British, let us know.
Yeah, there's a real thing to way Brits are funny. And I always enjoy watching some of their shows. Monty Python. So go ahead.
Mexicans supposedly use humor to break tension and often make light of serious topics.
Mm-hmm.
Quirky, I guess, of course. Rumor has it Italians, and this one I have heard before, they don't drink a cappuccino after about 11 o'clock in the morning. That's it. No cappuccinos allowed.
Wow.
And not all Italians. Australians have a directness about them. Australians are known for their straightforward and sometimes blunt communication style, I guess. Japanese, again, some of this is stereotypical, which we did a podcast on that as well.
I remember.
The Japanese have an emphasis on politeness in Japan and can lead to humorous misunderstandings when it comes to other cultures seeing that.
Yeah, I could imagine being stuck in a thank you loop.
Right?
Thank you.
A lot of bobbing of the head. Uh-huh. And then, of course, in the United States, we have our own regional quirks, language and slang.
You betcha.
There's a distinct regional phrase like y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. That's not said throughout the country. And in the New England area, they like to use the word wicked.
Oh, you wicked boy.
Very wicked. Social etiquette is involved throughout our regional area of the United States. Food terms. I've heard of this thing before too, right? Some people call it soda.
Yep.
Some people call it pop, I guess, in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. In the South, they just call it Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Coke. I guess you can get a Pepsi or anything else, but it's all a Coke. By name. In New England, they do like local branding influences their things, I guess, more so than other areas of the country. Goodbyes. In the Midwest area, we say goodbye. It's a farewell, often lasting for hours in the Midwest. They say Midwestern people have long goodbyes all the time. And that kind of makes me happy knowing that, because my mother's maiden name is Casper, and the Casper family was always known for having these long goodbyes. You say goodbye, and an hour later, you're still saying goodbye. So let us know if you have long goodbyes that run in your family. Here's some funny, unusual quirks that people sometimes have, just to continue on this. Sometimes people like to talk to objects.
Oh, I do all the time. I talk to plants. I talk to rocks. I talk to trees.
Yes. I mean, that's why they invented the pet rock, because obviously there were enough people that have that quirk, right?
Yeah, this might be quirky, but I talk to dead people.
They made a movie about that, I think, didn't they? Yeah.
You ever go to funerals?
Some people wear socks to bed, but the quirky part isn't necessarily that you're wearing the socks to bed. Once they're in the bed, then they take them off. That's quirky.
Okay. Well, I'm not talking about myself here. That's it. Move on.
This one I've done. I do this a lot with grandkids and stuff. Counting the steps when you're doing tiles. So don't step on the line, right? The crack. Don't step on the crack.
That's part of an evaluation test. That's one box I've checked
quirky,
for you. Okay.
That's quirky fun. That's a quirk we can share. That's a sharing type.
All right.
Sometimes this is weird. People don't like to get up. They set the alarm. That's why they have the snooze button, of course.
Oh.
So some people will take alarm clocks and set them in different areas of the room. Very quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people name things. Everything's got a name. That's kind of unusual, but they do that. You know, some folks like to eat the crust on pizza first.
I don't know anybody like that.
I just eat the pizza. Okay. Again, we talked about cracks on the sidewalk.
You know, and we're saying how some of the stuff is unconscious. You're absolutely right. You know, something will get into your mind, and then later on, I don't step on. Sometimes it's just like a invading thought. Don't step on the crack.
Don't step on the crack. Yeah. You know, and, you know, here's one last thing is, I've seen people do this before. You got an ice cream bar, and it's vanilla ice cream, and it's encased in chocolate. I haven't, as a quirk, done it, but I have done it. You eat the chocolate off the ice cream first and end up with this vanilla melting on a stick.
Right. Do you throw that away? Because you just ate all the chocolate?
That's quirky.
Yeah.
Okay. So people, yes, have lots of quirks. But before we go into a conclusion, you know, some point here, as we always do, I think we need to talk about pets.
Oh, I mean, pet-related quirks. My goodness.
Talk
we
about
all have friends
quirky
and family
things,
have
right?
Quirks and the way, go for it, man. This is going to be
dogs,
fun.
And I know this for a fact, too.
Woof, woof.
When we babysit our kids' dogs, dogs and, I guess, cats, they say you don't want to leave the cats out. So dogs and cats have bedtime routines. So, like, one of the dogs will always go get his little stuffed animal. He grabs it, sticks it in his mouth. He looks at us and basically says, what are you doing? Come on, it's time to go to bed. Okay. Very quirky, but that dog knows. You know, get your puppy. Off he goes to bed. Cats that like to put their head on your pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't have a cat, so I have no idea about that. Mm-hmm. And when we had a dog, our dog did not sleep on the pillow with me, but
no,
I wasn't quirky
no dogs
in that way.
On the bed, I'm sorry.
Some dogs, I guess, drink water only out of a human bowl. They actually look and go, that's a cereal bowl, I'll do it. Dog okay. bowl, I don't want it. You know, it's you know, pets can adapt imitation of other behaviors.
Well, you know, all you got to do is look at, you know, the internet. There are got to be countless. Don't even bother counting how many pets are in Reels or TikTok,
right?
Or Instagrams. There's so many of them.
And some of that I would think is just training behavior.
But you're getting something I was trying to hold to the close.
You know, but yet these are considered quirks sometimes. A dog that does handstands to pee. In doing the research, that's what I found.
Okay. Yeah. You can't deny the data.
You know, other dogs pick up habits of watching television.
I got my doubts about that.
They sit there and watch it. I know people leave the TV on a certain station. They say that's because my dog likes it. And they go out the door.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yes. I mean, it's a
okay,
real
Okay, Mark,
thing.
I can't hold it back anymore. Who's really the quirkster there? The owner? Or the pet.
Or the pet. Yeah, exactly. They're blame it on the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't
well,
tell
you. Well, you know, would not want to blame it on myself.
Yes, I mean, that's, you know, hey, people, couples. We talked about individuals. How about couples? Now, some couples, they insist on a unique goodnight ritual or quirk, I guess.
Wow.
You know, they have to say, I love you. They have made up languages. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
they speak in foreign tongue to each other.
Yeah. You know, well, we could say that that's quirks that mesh.
That's that's a quirk mesh. Yeah, that's a new term. We can start a new trend.
All right, it's a new idiom. Oh my goodness, we're
hand
out of
signals,
control.
Right? You consider that quirky. Couples have hand signals, so if you're out and you make these hand signals, you know that okay, you know I don't like these people we're out with now or whatever. You know, weird things like that.
I'd be careful of couples that only have one hand signal.
The single finger goes up. Okay.
And it ain't the peace sign, baby.
This is a weird one I found.
All right, shoot.
Some couples like to rate, and I guess, I don't know, scale 1 to 5, 1 to 10, their sneezes.
Okay, I'm glad we cleaned that up real quick.
I mean, come on.
Heartbeat,
you know,
right
what,
there.
That was a number 8 sneeze. That's pretty good, you know. Some couples speak in pet voices to each other.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to be the dog, and my wife's going to be the cat one day, or she's the bunny, and I'm the lizard. I mean, it's just strange but true.
Oh, boy.
It's quirky. You know, so there's all kinds of household chores.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going. I'm not going to stop you.
Like holding towels at a certain way or stacking dishwasher items. I do that. Stacking dishwasher items.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that? Do you fill your dishwasher?
No, because, you know, in our house, you don't let the monkey anywhere near the dishwasher.
Okay. No, I do the dishwasher.
You open the door to my dishwasher and you swear Scandinavian architect. It had just gotten done.
No, this one I do and didn't realize that's quirky. Okay.
Everything's in perfect order. It's like I'm scared to go near the
knives. All are in order, facing like soldiers.
Yeah, like soldiers.
All
yeah,
oh, soldiers. The forks, the spoons, everything goes. The cups. Certain things I'll never put on the bottom, even though they could probably handle the bottom. Yeah, I mean,
dishwashers are a perfect psychoanalysis.
I am very quirky about it. They have to be just so, you might say. Just so. Okay. Making up songs together as a husband and wife team. I don't know about that.
Oh, are you doing the little dishwashing duets?
Dishwashing duets, yeah.
Do you use little pet voices while you sing?
Yeah. Believe me, my wife and I are not singing to each other while I and her are filling up the dishwasher.
All right, that's cool.
I'm more often saying, "Why'd you put the spoon there? Goes over here. It's got to face this way." Okay. All of these quirks basically reflect affection, playfulness, and a little bit like routines, I guess. Yeah. Yes. Because they are kind of related. They make bonds with our pets and partners. All of us truly unique.
Right. Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Well, this may be a little quirky, but if you know me, I cannot end the podcast without a conclusion.
You have been found out.
Oh, how quirky. So here I go. Hey, put the peanut butter on your bread like you're an artist, if that's what you do. You know, only on one piece, right to the edges, smooth, level. You're quirky. Put the jelly on the other piece of bread. Again, probably right to the edges. Well, you're quirky. If you only eat cereal dry, without milk, in a bowl, you're quirky. And no, I do not do either one of these things. When I make a PBJ, I make it however it suits me on that given day. Do I eat cereal dry? Yes, out of the box as a little snack. But if it's in a bowl and it's for breakfast, there's going to be some milk on it. I'm not going to sit there with a spoon eating dry cereal out of a bowl. But people do. They're quirky. Interesting enough, while putting this whole thing together, I'm looking out my living room window, and often people park their car in front of my house, and they're quirky. There's no cars in front of my house.
That's the most polite thing you could call it.
And I have not called them quirky at times as I watch this. Because then, of course, they leave me no room for garbage cans or things like that. But there's no cars in front of my house. They pull straight up. They could properly pull up, give enough room for everybody, get out the car and go in wherever they're going. But no, they will pull up and then all of a sudden back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And then back up. And then even get out the car and sometimes look to see, how did I do? It's like, just get out of the car. It's quirky.
Right.
Just quirky.
The only element that's missing from the context of your story is that your street is like 40 feet wide.
Right.
It's like, you know,
I don't understand.
It's not like a street in old London where you better be careful how you park in your little
right.
Mini Cooper.
There's tons of room. Come on, give me a break. Pull up, get out your car. You pulled in straight ahead. You know, then I'm at the grocery store, and this is on my mind to come up with a conclusion and various things about the podcast. And as I'm going out the parking lot, loading the car up with the groceries, I see a guy. He's doing the same thing, but this guy's quirky. Mm-hmm. I ran right into a quirk. I thought, I got to use this. So I'm going to. This guy is putting his groceries into his car, and he wore light green, lime green shirt, like a Hawaiian shirt. Light lime green type colored pants, lime green colored socks, lime green shoes.
Oh, aren't we supposed to report people who are monochromatic like that?
That's a real weird
quirk.
Right? And I did not approach him. Probably should have.
Oh, I don't know.
But I don't know. I stayed back a little. And I thought, this guy probably every day wears a color scheme like this. That's so awesome. That's so quirky. And I'm going to tell you right now. It made me smile.
Yeah. Right? It made me smile too. I'm smiling. I think everybody's face should be hurting because they're smiling so hard.
I didn't think how strange, how silly, how goofy. No, I thought it's quirky.
Right.
It's perfect. This guy's quirky. It's exactly. That's awesome. So finally, from my end here, embrace your quirks. Embrace everyone else's quirks.
That's right.
This is the lighter side again. Don't let their quirks bother you. It's their quirks. Embrace them. They, again, make all of us who we are.
That's Mark. Right. So let me wrap it up. What do flashbacks, rituals, and quirks have in common? Well, we went over it in this episode. They remind us of who we are and how much fun it is to laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
And it's a blast. So whether you count sidewalk tiles, talk to your cat in a pirate voice, or eat chocolate off your ice cream bar before the ice cream itself, your quirks are part of your charm.
Yes, they are.
Thanks for joining us today on this quirky ride. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who still wears socks to bed or names their favorite pen Iggy. Until next time, keep being weird. We love you for it.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Sunset Conversations today, where curiosity croaks loud. We hope today's episode sparked a smile on your face, once again, like eating ice cream, stirred some thoughts, or simply gave you something unexpected to, let's say, chew on. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends who love a good mental detour from their standard day, let's say. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss a sunset with us. Want more of this? Hop over to bullfrogentertainment.com, where you'll see notes, links, other surprises. And where, if you're a longtime listener or if you're just tuning in, we hope to hear from you on our email, info@bullfrogentertainment.com.